Carl Avia.
Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take the glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, then you say, you're moving on. Then you say, I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Magnify his name, everybody. And that's good reason to do.
on account of the show today. As I came in, the Alphabet boys and girls were at their business trying to undermine this little old show, because this little old show carries a big voice that is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. So I had to do some. They wouldn't let me in the front, though. Unfortunately, I had to break a window and come in. So I had to connect to one phone, call in to another phone. All praises to the Most High. You can't stop us. And you won't stop us. And you certainly can't stop the Most High either. Because we're with Him. That being said, welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. And I'm sorry we got echo. But I, like I said, I had to call in. So you have to bear with me. And I have to check with my wife, because she's on another phone, make sure how I'm connected and whatnot. Give me a moment. How's the connection? Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Again, let me apologize, but we're headed now. I got to go. I got to do a lot of ripping and running to make the studio work. But we're thankful for the Most High to allow us to come on. So bear with us. And my wife's going to give me an update. Nisanya, give me an update, please. How's the sound? Echo now? Okay. So I got to get farther away. Y'all bear with me. We're going to get this. Okay, how's the sound? Sound check.
Okay.
Is it echo? Give me a sound check. Okay, thank y'all. That was the wife was helping me get a sound check on it. And so we're back. And you may be wondering, why do we do what we do when they continue to try to undermine us? We're duty bound and more than obligated to do no less as far as putting the Most High word out. Because it seems like not too many people are doing it, so we have to do it. We have to go through some loops sometimes and jump through some hoops. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, we're going to play our part for the Most High. We're going to be His spokespersons. When nobody is doing it, we're going to do it. We hope everybody is doing it. But in the final analysis, if they don't do it, we'll do it. That being said, my name again is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And if maybe wondering what the Real Talk for Real People show about, it is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's about a bird's eye view, a critical analysis in our assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned while dotting every I and crossing every T. Why, may you ask, to get to the bottom of the matter. And certainly, it is the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life, or should have. He knew you before your mother, birth you. He knew you before you were a glimmer in your father's eye. So wouldn't it be incumbent upon you to get to know Him? It certainly should be. And not only to know Him, to apply His word in your lives. See, you apply everybody under universal white race privilege, daughter of Babylon, Everything they say, you run right to it. You'll eat it up hook, line, and sinker. Yes, you will. But you let Young Sue sit with the Most High says. You let Cartrell says what the Most High says. You let Imar Dora says what the Most High says. You let Sister Abigail says, you don't want to hear none of that. You too busy for that. I got something else to do. I got something more important. What's more important to than getting to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub? I think not. There's nothing more important. And that's why we bring these studies to you. And we're morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less. And that's why we keep coming back. And we pray that's why the reason you keep coming back. Because you want to know what he's about. And you want to make the application according to codification in your lives. The Most High is the best thing that we've ever had in our life. And magnify his name. I'm not talking about no churchy thing y'all got going on. Some of y'all can't get away from religion. You got to have some church in your life. No, just like our fathers and mothers left Mizraim, Egypt. We couldn't get away from it. We had to have a little bit of Mizraim. We had to have a little bit of idols. When the Most High find us full of idolatry and this daughter of Babylon, we still got to have some more. We can't come to y'all. Oh, no, I got to have me some church thing going on. I got to have me some church. Then like what mama had, my papa had, my grandpa had it, I got to have it too. Maybe you think you got to have it. But it ain't working for you, it's working against you, truth be told. And if you're wondering who are the we are making reference to, I'm making reference to Sister Abigail of New York City. Sister Abigail has been studying the Most High going on 10 years. Her life is exemplary because it reflects the Most High. It's an application of the Most High in every aspect of life. Not simply saying, oh, I love me some Yah. It's showing that she loves some Yah by reference of a relationship with Yah, by reference of a relationship with her brothers and sisters. There ain't about no talking about it. It's about some being about it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name for making her the woman that he wanted her to be. Not what Young Soup wanted her to be. Not what Cartrell wanted her to be. But what he wanted. That's our problem now. We're always trying to tell brothers and sisters, well, you need to be, no, they don't need to be like nothing other than what the Most High wants them to be, according to codification. That's what part of our problem now. All we're trying to tell grown folk what they ought to be. Instead of letting the Most High be the best person, male or female, that they can be under his codification. Also, we have Cartrell. Cartrell is from New York City. Also, Cartrell has been studying the Most High 30 plus years. He knows the in and out, and he know he need to learn a whole lot more just like the rest of us. Cartrell, when he was 14 years old, like all 14-year-olds, he thought he was something special. And he thought he was ready to check out. He thought he had did everything, seen everything, all the time to check out. But the Most High said, no, Cartrell, you don't know that. You don't know what you're talking about. By virtue, Cartrell went to the Psalms of King David, Asaph, Korah brothers, and so on and so forth. He learned that he didn't know anything. He learned that he wasn't ready to check out, and that's why he's still with us today. Codification and application. Again, when Cartrell was starting to work as a young man, trying to take care of his family in New York City, I suspect Cartrell thought, well, I'm in carpentry now. Carpentry. Hey, I'm number two houses. Number two, I can build a double-decker. Come to find out, Cartrell was off the mark. Cartrell had to do those high towers. You know, he worked on that Tower 7. You know, one of the twin towers. Cartrell worked on that Tower 7. And he found out he didn't like heights. Heights didn't like him either. There again, Cartrell did codification and application. He studied the Most High Word in the Psalms again. He applied those words to his life, and by virtue, every morning he would get up. He would pray to the Most High to give him the strength, the fortitude, to overcome his fears, to overcome these heights. And the Most High did. And when he get off from work, Cartrell would thank the Most High, said he was magnificent, and praise and bless his holy name for helping him, unlike some of us today. And that's why Cartrell, 35 years later, completed his job, and he took care of his family. Praise and bless the Most High. That being said, I have to run away from this mic. I got to run past two more mics. And I'm going to introduce Katria and Sister Imal Doris, she's on. She come back on. And Sister Abby out in New York City. So give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Shalom, family, and may the Most High bless you. All praises to and glory to Yah. You work, they got you working mighty hard for Yah, but that's okay. Like you said, you on here, and you keep on doing Yah's work. So may Yah bless you all and keep us connected. Shalom.
May the Most High bless you, Patrell. May the Most High bless you, my brother. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless you all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now soon, you get a medal tonight, man. It got you scrambling and scraping, and it is a will of the way. And the ABC boys need it more than anybody.
Yeah, Cottrell, I had to go back to the other phone that brings in the sound for me, because I can't hear nothing back here. So I got to go back, listen to what y'all saying, then I got to run up here. Man, I'm doing so much running, man. It's like I'm in the gym today. I'm in the gym. It's true.
You don't need that stationary mic today.
You heard it? Oh, man, I keep saying it, so she must be on my mind. Sister Abiyah, I'm not going to talk too much because of the fact all this ripping and running. I'm just going to get on right into it then. If I can. Can I do it? Can I get right into the Most High Word?
You sure can.
Absolutely. Do your thing, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Katrina. I had to walk to the other studio, listen to what y'all said, come back to the microphone, and I'm tired.
But at least you ain't out of breath.
Praise God and bless his holy name. Stop laughing, Sister Abiyah. Stop laughing.
Keep me some water.
Praise God, bless his holy name. Ezekiel chapter 22. I'm not taking no questions after I done got through talking, because I'm not running back. So,
where's Ema? Where's Ema?
The study for Ezekiel 22 is concerned. Sister Abiyah, y'all got to wait because I'm not running back and forth. Praise God, bless his holy name. Let's get started, shall we? Let me go get my glasses. Oh, Lord, I'll be back.
Well, I'm trying to find my glass. Can you see?
When I'm checking in here, I don't see him anymore. Did I bring him back there?
I'm going to bring Imal Dora on to y'all. Okay, I just see Imal Dora. I'm going to bring on, and I'm going to introduce her. Imal Dora from Illinois. May the Most High bless you. Y'all see I'm winded already. So, I'm going to bring Imal Dora.
I'm going to introduce her. Ima Adora is from Illinois. She's been with the Most High quite a long time. And I'm winded. And so, I got to run back to the other studio, bring Ima Adora on, then I'm coming right back and get into these studies. And Ima Adora Cartrell and Sister Abia going to make their commentaries, and that's going to be dead on that. We hope tomorrow is better, that they got my studio up and running. But right now, they got me running. So y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. May the Most High bless you. Love you, Mike. It's high. You want to say something before I get started? Your mic is hot. Would you like to say anything before we get started? Okay. All right. Can you hear me on your mic? Somebody get hold of Ima Adora and let her know her mic is hot. Can you hear me? Well, I'm going to go on and get started. Ima Adora, I want you to know your mic is hot. So let's just be the praise of the Most High and bless His holy name. And please, Most High, give me some strength tonight, because I'm going to need it. Chapter 22 of Ezekiel. Moreover, the word of the Elohim came to me. Who is it me? Ezekiel, saying, now, son of man, will you judge? You will judge. You judge the bloody city, which is Jerusalem. And there's an indictment of what we're doing. Same is going on right now. Yes, show her all the abomination, all her faults. See, we don't like to be told our faults. We like to be told sugar stories. But the Most High should tell them their faults. Then says, thus said Yah Elohim, the city sheds blood in her own midst, that her time may come, and she makes idols within herself to defile herself. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed, and defile yourself with the idols which you have made, just like we're still doing today. You have caused your days to draw near, to an end, basically, and have come to the end of your years. Our fathers and mothers of ancient times, and certainly us too, as I speak. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations, and certainly we still are. Our fathers and mothers were, and certainly we still are. A mockery, and certainly we are, to all countries. Those near and those far from you will mark you as infamous and full of torment. That's why they call us niggers. That's why they call us good for nothing. That's why they call us lazy. That's why what they say, we can't get along if our lives depended upon it. And there's some truth to that. Because we're not niggas, but some of us choose to act like one. It's not that we can't get along. We choose not to get along because we choose not to be codified by Yah. And we do anything to any, we'll sell our mother for $2. We'll kill our brothers and sisters for nothing. And we'll prostitute our women because we don't know no better. We're not codified according to Yah. We're still fallen idols. That's cause and effect for fallen idols. We're still a bloody people. We murder each other every day of the week. That's cause and effect for the murder that we perpetrate, not only in our homeland, that we continue this nonsense. But we look for idols for our solution. We can't get away from religion. We're not a religion. We are a nation that believes in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. But universal white race supremacy bought you religions that keeps us apart from one another. separated. And we continue to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And we don't want to be told nothing. Our women said, ain't no man going to tell me anything. Our men said, can't nobody tell me anything. Our children are so stupid right along with us. Ain't there one of y'all going to tell me nothing. Just like our fathers and mothers of ancient times feel the same way. Cause and effect. Most High says, look, the princes of Israel, each one has used his power, not for good, but to shed blood in you. That's what they were doing. In you, they have made light of father and mother. The relationship of father and mother was light to them. It was insignificant. In your midst, they have oppressed the strangers, different nations. In you, they have mistreated the fatherless, the widow. You have despised my holy things, says Yah, and profaned my Shabbats. And you are men who slander to cause bloodshed. And you are those who eat on the mountains for those idols. In your midst, they commit lewdness. And here's what they're doing. And you men uncover their father's nakedness. And you, they violate women who are set apart during their impurity, during their menstruation. They was having sex with them. One commits abomination with his neighbor's wife. Another lewdly defiles his own daughter-in-law. And another in you violates his sister, his father's daughter. In you, they take bribes to shed blood. You take usury. You lend money to one another in increase because of taking that usury. You have made a profit from your neighbors, your brothers, by extortion, just like we're doing now. And have forgotten me, that's why we're doing it, says Yah Elohim, just like they were doing it. Behold, therefore, I beat my fist at the dishonest prophet, which you have made, and at the bloodshed which has been in your midst. Can your heart endure? Or can your hands remain strong in the days? But I shall deal with you. Will you remain strong like you think you got it going on when I deal with you? God said, I will scatter you among the nations, which he did. And that's, we are the end result of that. Disperse you throughout the countries. And remove your business completely from you. You shall defile yourself in the sight of the nation. That's why we, what y'all think we're doing? Do y'all think we're not defiling ourselves, calling each other my nigger, treating each other like niggers, prostituting our women, murdering each other for a dime a dozen, stealing from mama, stealing from papa, prostituting our women? That's what we're doing. How ancient is this? And we're doing the same thing, a continuum. But we don't make a connection. We just want to be loved just like that brother that was in Tops. We want to be associated, not set apart. We want to go alone and get along, not set apart. I saw that brother in Tops when his mother had got murdered. That brother, I was sad for him because I knew he didn't know what was going on and which way was up. Brother said, crying about his mother. Hey, we done did everything. We done did what y'all told us to do. We love y'all. Y'all don't love us. And they never will. Because you don't study the Most High Word. You don't know that. And they never will. But if you study the Most High Word, you wouldn't be getting on national TV asking your oppressor not to be cruel to you. Just like Elvis Presley, don't be cruel. Because you'll know what's up. You'll know what time it is. And you won't be totally confused about anything. He says, you shall defile You shall defy yourself in the sight of the nation, and we do. And the evidence doesn't lie. Then you should know that I am. You ought to know that the Most High is Yah. If you study Yah, you would know this. You would know why we're doing what we're doing. Israel in the furnace. The word of God came to me, saying, Son of man, who is son of man, Ezekiel? The house of Israel has become dross to me. They are all bronze, tin, iron, and lead in the midst of a furnace. All of them. Not some of them, not part of them, not half of them, all of them. They become dross for silver. Therefore, thus said Yah Elohim, because you have all become dross, therefore, behold, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As men gather silver, bronze, iron, lead, and tin into the midst of a furnace to blow fire on it, to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger and in my fury. And I will leave you there and melt you. Yes, I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, which he did and still is. And you shall be melted in its midst. As silver is melted in the midst of a furnace, so shall you be melted in its midst. Then you shall know that I, the Elohim, have poured out my spirit. See, those that studied the Most High knew then that the Most High Spirit was poured out on us. And a residual effect, because we studied the Most High, knows that the Most High residual effect of that fear is still upon us. Yet, we continue doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Our fathers couldn't get enough of the miseries and the idols. We can't get enough of this Western Hemisphere culture and its idols. We just got to hold on to something. We got to take it with us. Our fathers and mothers, the ancient ones, didn't get away with it. Why do we expect that we'll get away with it? We're so foolhardy, and we're crazy as we want to be. Why? Only one reason. Why? It's not by force. It's by choice. Just like our fathers and mothers of ancient times. They refused to heed the words of Yah. They refused to apply themselves to the Most High under codification, not their own leaning to their own understanding. But you can tell them today, just like the Mizarine, I suspect, could tell our fathers and mothers, hey, y'all, we got some new ice cream in Mizarine. And they came over. Just like they said in the daughter of Babylon on the universal white race supremacy, the final nation, the fourth nation. Which way did the white folk go? I don't know, but I'm going to find them. Instead of saying, I don't know, but I'm going to find y'all. Our ancient ones made the same mistake that we're making today. They didn't find a solution. And if we don't follow y'all on the codification, we won't either. What did the Most High tell us? Some of y'all don't even know that. The Most High says, cry out to me. Not universal white race supremacy. Not the Mizarines. That our fathers, ancient ones, and mothers, ancient ones, were following the Mizarim, the Egyptians. Not cry to the Egyptians. Not cry to universal white race supremacy. Cry to me. Ask forgiveness for your ancient ones. Ask forgiveness for yourselves. Gather yourselves together. Do what you can, when you can, how you can, for those that are needy, the widow woman, the poor, even the strangers among you who want to be falling up behind y'all. I don't know what. But if they want to, treat them right too. But we can't follow that. We too busy, just like our ancient ones, doing what we want, when we want, how we want, and telling y'all, hey, I love you, y'all. We going to work it out. You go and sit down somewhere. You the old man. You don't know what's going on. We got some new stuff going on. Y'all don't need your new stuff. He didn't need your new stuff with our ancient ones. And you certainly don't need your new stuff now. Thus we find ourselves in the boat. We find ourselves sinking universally as I speak. Y'all see this? About these leaders, so-called leaders. Let's just say that. Our ancients had the same problem that we have today with our so-called leadership. You know what the Most High says about them? And the word of God came to me. Who is me? Ezekiel. Son of man said to her, Israel, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the days of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They're tearing you apart. They have devoured people. They have taken my treasure and precious things. They have made many windows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy. Nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. A lot of us don't know that today as I speak. And certainly our ancients. And they have hidden their eyes from my Shabbat, so that I am profaned among them. Her princess in her midst are like wolves paying the prey. Like that brother in New York City got $1 million. And a million folks ain't got nothing to eat them. Got $1 million worth of jewelry. And a million folks ain't got nothing to eat today. Just like him. Turn to pray. To shed blood, to destroy people. And to get dishonest gain. For dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar. Seeing falsehoods, that's what they see. And divination, lies for them seen. Thus say Yah, they're lying on Yah, just like folks are now. With these religions. Thus say Yah, so they can pimp the people. Thus say Yah, Elohim. When the Elohim had not spoken, I ain't told them nothing. They're like the $1 million pastor in New York City and so on and so forth. The people of the land have used oppression, committed robbery, mistreated the poor and needy. We don't supposed to be doing none of that. And they wrongfully oppressed the strength. You know, I ain't got nothing against white folk. Don't get the game twisted. I got something against anybody got something against the Most High and going against him. That could be you or anybody else for that matter. That could be me. I got something against me if I'm going against the Most High. So don't get it twisted. As strange as different nations are doing what the Most High said, I got love for them. White, black, Chinese, or Puerto Rican. I don't care who you call it. They wrongfully oppress the stranger or to mistreat folk in any kind of messy or way, like they treat us tacky, trashy, or terroristic. You don't want to treat them folk like that. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall. See, you got to make a wall and stand up for the Most High. And stand in the gap between me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy. But I found none. Don't let this occasion be that you don't stand in the gap for the Most High. Don't let this occasion, just like our ancient, that the Most High didn't find anybody. I pray to the Most High in his magnificent name that Cartrell, Imar Dor, Abia, and so on and so forth, stand in the gap. Don't go alone to get along. Don't be no tickle me Elmo. Don't be nobody's fool. Stand up and you speak up for the Most High. Don't let it be said on this occasion that didn't nobody stand up for the Most High. Praise and bless his holy name.
Praise
that I should not destroy it. And he had found someone. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. And so will it be for us. If somebody don't stand in the gap. They tried to shut us down on the Real Talk for Real People show. But we knew that we had to stand in the gap today. Because we realize that a lot of people are not standing up for the Most High. They're pushing their own agendas. They're not pushing nation building. They're pushing, I got to have this religion, just like our ancients. I got to have me some Mizraim. I got to have me some Egyptian idols. Oh, yeah, we got the Most High, but I got to hold on. Some of us the same way as I speak. I got to have me some religion. Old-time religion. And the Most High didn't know and didn't want to know. Therefore, I poured out my indignation on them. I consumed them with the fire of my wrath. I recompensed their deeds on their head. Everybody going to reap what they sow. Says Yahweh Elohim. Praise and bless the Most High name. I hope y'all get it. A lot of things our ancients did that they're supposed to be doing at the cost of them. A lot of things we're doing that we're not supposed to be doing, and it's going to cost us. And surely you must understand, you must be duty-bound and morally obligated to stand in the gap for the Most High. Not going alone to get alone, not be a people pleaser, but be a Yah Elohim pleaser. You see what mistakes we made that got us in the boat sinking universally? You see the end result. You see we are byword among nations because we're not codified according to the Most High. We're not humble. We love to hate one another. Love to show up, show out, and showboat and shine on one another. And sometimes kill one another if the occasion suits itself, just like our ancients. When are we going to get away from that nonsense? When are we going to follow the Elohim? When are we going to stand in the gap? We try to stand in the gap every day, Monday through Friday. Magnificent is the Most High name. And all praise be unto Him. Now I had to run back in the studio. I had to turn on the mics of everybody so I could stop turning on mics. I'm going to turn on Ima Adora, Cottrell, and Sister Abia. And I'm going to get out of the way for a minute. I'm sweating. But praise and bless the Most High for an opportunity to come to study with you today. Bless His holy name. All right. Sister Abia, your mic is on. Katria, your mic is on. Your commentaries.
I'm good. I'm listening tonight.
I got Ima Adora on the phone with me.
Hallelujah.
Praise y'all. You too, Ima Adora. They got me running. They got me running around here. I'm sweating like a Hebrew slave.
Well, hallelujah, Lord. But that means you're all right. Your glands is working perfectly. Praise the Most High. Sweating up impurity.
And you only sweating for the Most High. Huh? You ain't sweating for the plantation slave master.
You know, this chapter tells us much. And if we just take it to heart, what y'all saying. So Almighty's letting us know that the land, we polluted the land. So the land cast us out of it. So Almighty poured out His fury upon us because we polluted the land. We didn't respect Shabbat. We didn't respect nothing about Him. We just the same things we fathers were doing in that day. We're doing the same things today. You know, something came to me today. The word says in here, we see that in verse 30. Right there, it lets you know, again, how guilty we are. The Almighty said, I searched for a man among them who will make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. So how did they give us JC to stand in the gap? Huh? So Almighty said he found no one to stand in the gap. That's why we are down in our land today. And all of these so-called princes and Morays and Kohanes and all, they're doing the same things as our fathers did. So Almighty gave precise instructions, if we're mindful, in the book of Deuteronomy as to where and how we were supposed to bring our tithes. 3 times a year. But yet they're robbing our people. As you spoke about the bishop up there in New York, what the hell is that? What is a bishop? Where did that come from?
The chessboard.
But in the process, because of that title that's alien to y'all never called for no bishop, but he's robbing the people blindly. And the people, the Almighty says, our people love to have it that way.
Yeah.
In Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Why does he say that? Because we love to brag about how we done bought the pastor a Learjet. But you can't ride him. You done bought him a mansion, but you can't even knock on the door. Huh? You get together $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 to send him in the first lady on a vacation, and you can't even get a card from him. Huh? And love to brag about it. But you take the same people and say, listen, this is madness. But let us internalize and begin to set up ways that we can begin to help our people, help one another. Let us set up accounts where we can have, get the people that who we know that are trustworthy so that we can begin to help our people. They'll fight you tooth and nail. Honey, my pastor, my Kohen, my rabbi. But here's what we don't understand. Ask those same people to get you out of this hellhole that we're in. See if they can do that. How is it that we put so much power in these same people doing the same thing that our fathers did that got us cast out of our land? And yet we put the same amount of power and reverence to these people today. And yet we never even give a second thought to the fact they can't get us up out of this hellhole. So what you paying them for? To keep you asleep? Keep you calling on a God that is not yours? To keep you talking about you going to heaven, but you got to catch hell all down here till you get there, huh? In the meantime, you're creating your hell here on earth. Because the things that y'all told us to do, take care of the poor, don't turn your evil eye away from your brother, help the widow and the fatherless. Huh? Learn how to love one another. But more so, learn how to obey men. Trust me. You see no evidence of that today. Show them the word as it is written. How do you go to debate the word? You go and search the scriptures as to why you can't accept the word for what it's saying over here, but you can accept it over here. Yeah, it's not about that kind of confusion. It's just not about that kind of confusion.
Just seen one thing.
Say that again. If we're looking at these verses, verse 25, the conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion.
carrying the prey. They have devoured people. They've taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Something is wrong when you got people out here selling dope and got their pistol and everything else to go and get so they can get tithes and get to the church. What kind of foolishness is this? You got the pastors up there, many of them up there, laying with these other men. Why? You got another man teaching another man's woman. Is that what y'all supposed to do? I don't think so. They want our women to get in order, but our men are out of order. How are you going to rule your household when you're telling your woman you got to get up and go hit the clock so we can pay these bills? While you sit at home and play the role of a prince. Prince of what? Then if she doesn't make enough money, you want to come in and browbeat her. And when she gets tired of that, she goes out on her own, and now she's walking away with the understanding, I don't need no man to take care of me because I was taking care of him. When we come and really take God's word, I mean, as it is written, it's not based on our belief. It's not based on our moral character, because otherwise we would see just what we're seeing today, mass confusion and complete debauchery. It's based on what it does say, Yah. And if we were to obey Deuteronomy 8:3, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah. And when we come to understand his every word was in Torah. And the prophets only came to tell Israel when they were in violation of Torah. See right here in this chapter alone how Almighty talks about how the prophets have misled the people. Huh? The priests have violated his law. The land is totally polluted. So if we couldn't do if we were in our land and we were polluting the land and polluting Yahshabbat, what make us think that now we're in the land of our captivity? Now we're going to serve Yah. Everything is upside down. Nothing is in place. But we're going to serve him now. We told righteous now that, hey, we have the audacity to walk around in our boldly arrogancy, boldly ignorant to the word of our God. Our prince, where our prince? Where is the tabernacle? Where is the altar of your assembly? Where are the priests? But if we're mindful in this chapter, the Almighty's telling you how the priests became no good. So he got rid of them too. Now we have no priest to minister to our God. But we're going to go and just do things totally out of order. And yet, whenever anyone was out of order, the Almighty struck them dead. But now, hey, we don't have no, we just offer y'all anything, any kind of way. And that's just not going to work. It's not going to work, it's right, yeah. We have got to return back to our God. And you know, just the mere fact that Almighty says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name thing our enemies did was what? They changed our name. So our people are not called by the name of our God, like Kimmy Yahoo and Jeremy Yahoo. We're not called by those names anymore. We're called by John Smith, Amy Robinson. Where did those things come from? Not only did they cut us off from being a nation when they took our name from us, guess what? They, in return, they replaced our names with names that are alien to us, and they also replaced the name of our God and gave us a God that could not save us. So we're running around here, and the evidence speaks for itself. The purple people eaters, they're doing a marvelous job out there just getting everybody to give and believe in Yahshua HaMashiach. They're doing a hell of a job. But where is Sarah to call on the name of the Most High Yah? Where are they? Back and say, yeah, well, you know what? They might be doing wrong, but I mean, they out there. They out there. They're doing a marvelous job. What kind of job are they doing if they don't have, if they're not turning the people's hearts back to Yah? But adding more confusion out there to keep our people alienated from our God. And not only that, the sad part of it is, if we're mindful, who are they going after? They're going after our youth. And what did the word of Yah say? Teach your children diligently about me. My children ain't hearing about Yah. They hearing about Yahshua HaMashiach. Whoever that may be. Moray speaks about it all the time. King David, the kings, the priests, the prophets, all of those were the messiahs, but you don't hear nothing about them. And they appeased us by, guess what? They let us change the name. They let us change the color. They let us change the hair texture. They said, oh, that's all right, because we still got them. That'll just make them, that'll make them more successful in what they're doing. Deception is something else. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've got to be mindful of, is the deception and how it has creeped in and it's got our people ears to this day. We have to uncover all of that in returning back to Yah, our God. You know, in verse 25, the conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. Is that true? Yes, it is. They prophesied about you going to heaven, huh? You're going to walk on the streets of gold. You're going to go through the pearly gates. And you're going to be able to eat watermelon all day long, huh?
You ain't lying.
And we believe that's madness. That's madness. We've got to, that's, I don't know whether you guys know it or not. I think you should by now. A powerful job that you're doing. Guess what? If you wasn't doing nothing, wouldn't nobody have time to mess with you?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
But because you're bringing Yah's word and it is written, but more so, you can bring it because you're bringing it not only as it is written, but you're bringing it with understanding.
And certainly you are too, Ima. Certainly we all are. Bring it with understanding. Praise God.
And the Almighty says what? Wisdom is the principle of all things. But with all that getting, get what? Get an understanding. We got PhDs out here that'll teach out here saying they're speaking this word to our people. They got the ears of our people. But guess what? They have no understanding. And that's why the word says, when you take it to the learned man and said, read this, they come and tell you about all their credentials. I just graduated from Harvard. I graduated cum laude. I graduated from Yale. I did all of that. But the Almighty says, take it to the learned man. Take this book to the learned man and said, read it. He says, I can't. That book is sealed to me. So, blessed be the name of Yahuwah for you, Sister Abia, and Moray Katria. Me, Moray Katria, we have conversations, lengthy conversations, discussing this word. Because you know what? It's imperative that we get it right.
Praise God.
This is the last go-around. And I'm going to end with this. Y'all's not interested in no flattery words. No 50 gold chains around the neck and nine diamonds on the finger. And mansions and Rolls Royce. He's not interested in any of that. If anything, he takes a dim eye to all of that. Because you have robbed his people.
Yes, indeed.
To
tell him,
sustain
tell him.
The old Greek.
Tell
God
him, Ma.
Is looking
tell
for
him.
The humble and a pure at heart. God's looking for those that are looking to the sea, that have sought Yah with all of their heart, all of their soul, all of their mind, saying, here am I. And Father, when we go before him, we don't have a problem saying we are filthy, y'all. And I
Amen.
Seek your mercy. I seek your forgiveness, asking that you send forth your spirit, cleansing me from all of my filthiness so that I don't come before you as a filthy rag.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Read the book, Israel. Read it word for word. You've got two servants of God every day, word for word. You don't have an excuse anymore. It's not about your belief. Nobody could care less about your belief. It's not about your philosophical view. And he doesn't give a damn about your opinion. Huh?
Praise you. Praise you. Say it again. Say it.
You see, he gave you the book and told you don't add to it, don't take away from it, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. So where is the room for your opinion?
Praise you.
Yeah.
Moray, I'm going to turn it over to you, giving all praise to the Most High God.
Thank you for leaving me the crumbs, Ima. Thank you for leaving me the crumbs. I hear the lioness roaring tonight, and it's such a good thing because our people need to hear the cry of our people. And this chapter that we just read, Ezekiel 22, the anointed prophet, the anointed prophet Ezekiel, the Messiah, the Christ, the Messiah that these people throw around. Ezekiel is an anointed priest, and he's giving the word of Yah in pure form. And the fact that you could read this chapter like it's current events, which applies to our people, we know that the Jewish man is not Yah's people because this does not fit him. First of all, he didn't even have priests. He got rabbis. And in his community, what Yah described in this chapter is not going on in his community. They don't worship idols. They don't do the things that Israel does. And There's a saying that goes, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. This is a continuum. You read our ancient fathers' iniquities and sins, and they were crazy because they had power. Nobody was ruling over them. They chose to shed innocent blood, to stomp on the poor and the needy, the fatherless and the widow, to treat the stranger like dirt. These are our ancient fathers that have power and have prophets in their midst who carried God's word. They wasn't carrying no Bible. These men were carrying the word of Yah. Like, this is what Yah is saying, and y'all ain't listening. Our fathers, our ancient fathers, who were grand and glorious, kings and queens, judges and prophets, they were worse than us because they had the power. They had the understanding. They had the knowledge. Yet, they made the fatal choices that stirred up Yah's wrath. Well, Yah said, I'm going to melt you like I melt tin, lead, bronze. Y'all not even silver and gold. Y'all dross. Y'all dross of silver. And he's talking about ancient father. He's not even talking about us. And here we are, the remnant of our ancient fathers. And y'all said, I'm looking for somebody in the midst of y'all that's going to build a wall to repair the breach. And that's a message to us, isn't it? Right? We have to build a wall. We have to repair the breach. Because we know what our fathers did that stirred up the anger of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we continue to do the same thing. Identical. Nothing different. It's identical. So are we going to step up and repair the breach with Yah? Will we ask for forgiveness for our fathers and what they did? Because they sure can't. They're in the depths of the earth right now, and their voices are not being heard. They are depending on us to repair the breach. Are we going to do it? Are we going to be so focused on everybody else that we don't get the job done? We need to focus on getting the job done. Let's repair the breach. And there ain't going to be a whole lot of numbers. It's going to be the few that do it, right? It's going to be the few. How many people listen to Ezekiel or the prophet Jeremiah or the prophet Isaiah? Not too many. How many people listen to Noah? Not any. Nobody listens to Noah. And he was trying to warn them about what Yah was saying. So our job is to warn the world, our people in particular, about what Yah is saying. And praise Yah, he's given us that job to repair the breach. Because Yah always lays out our rap sheet. And tonight, he really laid out a rap sheet. You ain't got to worry about criticizing Israel. You ain't got to worry about being mad at Israel. Yah got enough of that for all of us. And what we need to do is begin to repair the breach. Apologize what our fathers did. Ask Yah for forgiveness what we do, and ask him to reconnect with us. Turn his face back towards us. Lift his countenance upon us. Empower us. Strengthen us in righteousness so he could be exalted. Because Yah, that's his desire, to be exalted in the midst of his creation. And that's our job. Let's repair the breach and focus on that. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. You know something, Moray? God is speaking loud and clear. They last night, St. Louis, they had 13 inches of rain to fall in 4 hours.
I saw that. Subway stations flooded, people dying. Most of it's not playing.
And it basically hit in our area. People have no insurance, huh? Water all through. Most of all of them were renting this property, but then lost everything. Yah is upping the ante, so to speak. And we got more rain coming through tonight and tomorrow. Yah is not playing. But you know what? And it's going to be more than just, it's going to be a few, but what is a few compared to the number? Yeah. What is a few? Because the Almighty says in Ezekiel, the chapters that you just read.
22.
You think you will be as the families of the countries that serve wood and stone? I think not. with a stretched out arm and fury poured out will I rule over you, O house of Israel.
That's chapter 21.
Yes, I know. It's chapter, no, it's chapter 20. 2035.
Okay.
You see. So the Almighty's letting you know he's dealing with and with the nation. That's another thing. We just don't get it. Almighty is dealing with the nation as he has always dealt with the nation of Israel. As it is stated in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, as long as you see that sun, the moon, and the stars out there, that's how long Yah will look upon us as being the nation of Israel before him. So the Almighty has again stated in Jeremiah, this is the nation that disobeyed their God and refused to receive correction. But the Almighty's going to put that rod to us again, as he's already begun to do. We have been seeing the suffering that's on the horizon. And I mean global suffering. They're talking about 4 million Africans right now are starving to death. Huh? Fires everywhere. Europe is on fire. The Almighty is not playing. Our job, as he said, you look for those who stand in the gap. He told the nation. Leviticus 26 is talking to the nation. The nation has to repair that bridge. You see? So we can't just, again, that we got a thumbs up on our ancestors. You said something, Moray, that they knew, but no, they didn't. The word says, the Almighty said, we are people of no understanding. We have eyes, but we see not. We have ears, but we hear not. Mm-hmm. And when we look at, think about the prophets, only the prophets was hearing those things. The prophets was coming to the people. Why? Because that was what the people had asked for. Let us hear your voice again, dear Yah. For if we do, we should surely die. And Almighty said, well, did they speak? From henceforth, I'll speak through my servants, the prophets. So our people weren't hearing all the things the prophets was hearing. Just like they're not hearing today.
But the prophets said it anyway, didn't they?
Yes, but here's where we get thumbs up on them. We got the ability to go back and see what our ancestors did to provoke Yah to do what he did.
It's a continuum.
Yes. Yes. You see, that's why in Deuteronomy 30, what does the Almighty say? When these things begin to come to your remembrance, how can we remember something we've never heard before? But the Almighty is fair. As it is stated in Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, not only do I speak to those that are standing here today, but to all the generations to come. So the Almighty is embedded in our memory bank. And when he's telling us, when I begin to awaken your memory and you begin to remember what y'all did and you turn back to me with all your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, a great awakening is taking place all across this globe.
And most high made sure of that.
Could no man do that? Could no man do that? But what are we awakening to? And as it is stated in Jeremiah again, many of us are awakening to the iniquities of our fathers. So, thank the Almighty, and I thank him. I thank you for the likes of yourself, young Sue, Sister Abigail, and there are many more out there. We just don't know who they are. but they out there carrying the word of our God. Israel's a hard nut to crack. But y'all going to crack this nut.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee he's going to crack it.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm saying to you, as y'all is my witness, spoke with a couple the other night, never spoke to them before, but they called, and they're out of South Carolina. And the wife said, you know, sister, I don't know why, but for some reason the Almighty has got a heavy in my spirit that a great gathering is getting ready to take place. Now, I hadn't even told her about we're supposed to be gathering next year. So that just lets me know we're on point. We are on point. And that gathering is going to take place because we have to repair that breach. And until Israel come to know this, and we have to be repetitive in our message, y'all ain't interested in y'all going up there playing church every week. Ain't interested in none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Playing church, synagogue, rabbi, whatever. Y'all ain't interested in none of that. We cannot serve y'all. When a woman was on her menstrual cycle, she was set apart, was she not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole nation is on a cloth right now. Huh? That's why the word says in all of our righteousness that we still appear as a filthy rag, as a woman's menstrual cloth before our God. Because we all out of order here.
Mm-hmm.
And as we begin to really embrace the understanding that we are a nation, but more so, we are family, come from the seed of one man. Huh? So there's no big eyes, no little U's. We're all in a fallen state right now. We all have to go before our God. And I know each one of us do it every day, but God's warning this nation. Because guess what? When he told Moses to go before Pharaoh, he didn't tell Moses to go and tell Pharaoh that this one over here belonged to me and that one over there belonged to me. He said, tell him Israel is my son. That's the nation.
And he told her something more important than that. He said, they'll tell Pharaoh to let my son go that he may what?
Serve me.
You can't serve Yah while you're serving Pharaoh at the same time.
Absolutely.
You can't have two masters at once. It's either serving Yah or serving Pharaoh. If Pharaoh's mine, he's like, you're not serving Yah, you're serving me. Until Yah broke his arm and made Pharaoh let his son go, which he did.
And I'm saying to the listening audience, Israel, whether you far or near, I'm saying to you, once we do what Yah told us to do, don't be listening to these men that have no power to save you. Listen to your God. Once we go before our God as his people, humble ourselves. Leviticus 26 is very simple. It's not complicated. Humble our uncircumcised hearts and cry out to our God and tell him we're sorry. It's a wash. You think you don't have no power? You forgot the word of your God. In that day, I'm going to pour out my Almighty is not, you don't have to wait on Yah. He's waiting on you. He already gave you your marching orders. Only thing he got to do is just put them into place. It's that complicated, Israel. You cannot save yourself. Your salvation rests in the hands of your God. And his only. And how do you go about receiving his salvation? Through your obedience. He left you written, precise written instructions as to what to do so that you don't have to guess about it. It's not based on your opinion, your philosophical view, or your intellectual power. It's based on the word of your God.
And that's so important, Ima, because he tells us how to repair the breach by exactly what you're saying. It's not left up to our imagination. It's not left up to interpretation. He left specific details as to how we are to repair the breach.
Absolutely. Full of love tonight. What about you all?
Oh, yes. Praise
yes,
y'all.
Ma'am.
Nothing but love.
Yes, ma'am.
All we need is love.
And I'm full of fire tonight, too.
The lioness is roaring. The lioness is roaring.
Oh, my.
You done tore that cake up. You're leaving us crumbs.
I'm seeing the hand of our God. And after reading that chapter, I'm telling you, you did a marvelous job with that chapter. A marvelous job.
Thank you.
He left us crumbs too.
Yes. Thank you, Ima. Thank you, Kadria. And both of you did an excellent job, and we did it all together. We did it all together. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And it's because, and I want the listening audience to know, it's because we love you. You know, it's like if you say you're a friend of mine, or you
yes,
say
ma'am,
you
I
love
am.
Me,
I do.
I'm speaking in general. I know you do, baby, but I'm speaking in general. But if one was to say they love me, and they see me go outside, and I got mismatched shoes on. My skirt, half of my skirt is stuck down in my drawers, and the other half, you know, hanging. And I got my wig on crooked. And you tell me, girl, you sure look beautiful.
I'm speaking in general.
The same thing. It's with our people. If we love you, we're going to tell you the truth.
You better believe it.
We're not going to tell you things to make you feel good when you look at a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put you to the stop.
Exactly.
And embrace you. And the reason why I can speak that way, I remember I went to the grocery store one day. And I was dressed rather nicely. And the store was full. And all heads turned towards me. Oh, what did that they do that for? I really thought I was looking good, huh? So I marched all around the store, took my time. People steady looking, you know. I said, wow. Ooh, look at that song. It wasn't until I got into the line to check out that an elderly man came up. He says, excuse me, miss, but I don't know it, but if you know, half of your skirt is stuck down into your underwear. So they weren't looking at me because I'm looking good. They looking at me because half of my butt is hanging out, huh? But only one person has the passion or the love to even come and tell me that what was going on with me. And that's the way we are with the word of our God. We don't want you walking around looking half-baked like you're on another planet somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We want you
Praise
to
God.
Know the truth of your God. Know his word. His word is our salvation, Israel. And his word alone. And I just want to read one passage and I'm done. Can I do that?
Yes, ma'am. By all means.
It's only Deuteronomy 32. And I want Israel, I want you to hear the word of your God and what's going on today. It plays pretty much into what's going on and what we just read. And the words read in this way. For I'm reading, as a matter of fact, let me read from verse 32-30. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and God has surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah, and their grapes are grapes of gall, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine, said Yahuwah, and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamities is at hand, and the things that come hasten upon them. For Yah will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone. But a great army, but they said our power is lost. We have no power. Okay. And there is no one remaining, bond or free. He will say, where are their gods? The rock in which they bought refuge, of which the rock in whom they sought. They said Peter is the rock. Huh? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? They have that all up in the church. Drink the blood, all that kind of foolishness. Let them rise up and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I am Yahuwah. And there is no Elohim besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver you out of my hands. That's the reason why we're still in the land of our captivity. Because can't nobody deliver us but Yah. Thank you for allowing me. Hallelujah. All praise.
Hallelujah. Well, Imam Adora, Cadrillo, Sister Abiyah, and fellow students, magnificent and glorious is the name of God. Because when you know him, you're codified with him, you make the right application. This is easy breezy what we're doing. And you can have the same relationship with the Most High. You simply just have to follow him. Everything that comes out of God, you have to follow him. Stop looking to mama, brother, sister, any other. And these so-called religions and pastors. Follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and you won't get it wrong. Contrary won't be putting on the other segment of the show tonight because everything's just up. Everything just a hot mess, so to speak. Just like with some of us. So we're going to get ready to go, and we're going to ask Contrary, Imam Dora, Sister Abby, do they have any closing remarks?
All I have to say is I truly, truly enjoyed tonight's study, and all praises to Yah, and shalom and good night.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
And I shall see you, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Giving all praise to our mighty one. Everyone, Israel, is calling on the name of every nation's God. But every nation is not calling on the name of the God of Israel. So that should tell you something. But yet he's the God of the gods, and highly to be praised, Israel. Return back to your God, because his wrath is entered into the earth. It's not going to get better. It's going to get consistently worse. We have no salvation but in the hands of our God. Return, repent, Israel. Go to www.yahwillgather.us. Sign the petition to reclaim your nationhood, because our time is upon us. Yah is getting ready to redeem us, but first we have to do something. We have to return back to our God. So I say to all, I love you. We love you. And may Yah be with you all. And may he bless Israel for near, opening your eyes and your ears, giving you the heart to return back to him. All praise. Hallelujah.
Exalt his precious name. Praise Yah.
Yes, sir. Praise the Almighty Yah, God of our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, for the opportunity to repair the breach. Most High has given us the formula. All we have to do is apply it. And it's not going to be all of us. The whole nation ain't going to do it, because Yah said, I'm going to bring the blind by waitish that they knew not. And he's going to bring us out into the wilderness of the people and separate the rebels from the midst of us. But tonight's lesson is a reflection of who we are as a people. When we look at our ancient fathers, we're looking at ourselves. And we got to be the ones that make the change for the betterment of our future and our children. And if we're not a part of our future, y'all don't need us. There's plenty of Israelites out there that y'all could use. So it's up to us to get in line. And I know that we hear Ima crying out to our people to get in line, to follow Yah's word. But we have a tendency to throw Yah's word behind us. And our ancient fathers had the prophets, the anointed ones, in their midst. And our people didn't listen with all the power that they had. And our people are looking for an anointed. And y'all can send an anointed. But trust me, I know my people will not listen, because it's not what they want to hear, unfortunately. But we know and understand what Yah, in this great awakening, wants us to do. And we have to be his servants and apply it and do it. So like Ima said, it's nation building time. Yah wants this nation, all of our people, to stand up and repair the breach. So we put forth our efforts to gather our nation, because if we don't gather, Yah gonna gather us anyway. But it's by free will. Make the choice now. So let's repair the breach. Stay focused on that. And everything else will fall into place. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I simply want to say in closing, now, the radio broadcast show that we use in Blog Talk Radio was a hot mess. But what we presented to you in regard to the Most High was on point. And it was love, as Ima Adora said, and it was what we needed. He gets you a new heart and a new spirit, because it will help facilitate the love, understanding, and open your eyes and unplug your ears so you can understand the Most High in his word. We love you. And this is for Katria and Ima Adora and Sufaria. It is for you too. It was love. Praise Yah. Bless you.
It was love.
Praise
God.
my happiness just came with such surprise.
The water just swelled up in my eyes. All I could see was since you came into space, jumping up and down all around. From just romancing in the world and dancing with you, girl, I knew we'd soon discover, we'd soon discover. My happiness just came with such surprise. The water just swelled up in my eyes. All I could see was your candid face. All around the place, it was love.
It was love.
It was love. It was love. It was love. It was love. It was love.
Where?